This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Carl Sandburg College next month will be hosting, as a part of some of their summer activities, a camp for computer coding. We've talked a lot about that in recent months with perhaps initiatives at the Galesburg School District level to introduce coding to students there, the opening of Main Street codes here in Galesburg, and some other things, and that'll be the subject of a camp at Carl Sandburg College this summer. Joining us to talk about that is Stacy Rucker, the director of the Corporate and Leisure College at Carl Sandburg College, is on the line. Stacy, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you.
So tell me about how this came about and what led you to host this camp.
Sure. I found out about the Amazon Future Engineer program, and they've teamed up with Coding with Kids to bring coding instruction to students nationwide. And we were fortunate enough to reach out to them and be able to participate and offer coding camp to students that are ages 10 to 13 years old. The camp runs July 22nd through the 26th from 9 a.m. to 11:15 a.m.
And that's really, that age level is really kind of the first age level we think about when kids can really start to get into and really get interested in coding, isn't it?
I think earlier, even sometimes in the schools, they are introducing it. It's all the rage, I would say. I personally do not have much tech skill, but I know that a lot of the youth enjoy getting on the computers, and especially the coding. The program that they'll be working on here at our camp is called Python, and it's a very versatile and easy-to-learn starter language.
Ah, good. Well, that doesn't mean it'll be easy for me to learn either, so I totally get you there. Talk about, in the broad sense, how this fits in, I guess, to the mission of your division of the college. I hear Corporate and Leisure College, and maybe folks may not sure what to make of that. What is that end of Sandburg, I guess, kind of to back up here a little bit?
Sure. Corporate and Leisure is the community education department here at the college. So in addition to community education classes that we have are non-credit classes, I always say they're fun, typically short-term classes. Not that other classes can't be fun, but when you're not getting a grade, it tends to be a little bit more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer those. And then in addition, we offer educational day trips. And then our department is happy to also be able to offer summer youth programs.
That's fantastic. This a youth coding camp that's going on this summer. Along those same lines that you just said, it's not really going to be sort of a serious, I guess, nose to a book type of a learning environment. Although I don't really see books being used in computer coding, but what do I know? But it sounds like that kids will learn coding through a number of different activities and things like that, right?
Yes, it will be fun learning, we'll put it that way. And the class is, there's no registration fee. I should mention that, too.
Mm-hmm.
However, space is limited to 16 students.
Great. And it sounds like it's in addition to learning, there's going to be sort of a competitive aspect to this?
I'm not sure it will be that competitive. I think it's just a good environment for students to come and learn maybe from each other, too. There will not be an instructor in the classroom. That's even part of the technology piece. We'll be using a Skype technology with an instructor, I believe, out in California to teach the students.
Which is ironic because you and I are talking over the phone. But that's another discussion, too. But there you go. So, again, talk a little bit about the requirements. You said this is for students age 10 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
Talk one more time about how that will work.
Sure. It's for students 10 to 13, and again, the camp's July 22nd through the 26th, so 5 days, and it meets from 9 to 11:15 here on Sandburg's main campus. And if anyone's interested, it is on a first-come, first-served basis at no cost due to the generosity of the Amazon Future Engineer Program, and space is limited to 16 students. So if the parent or guardian is interested in registering their student, they could visit our website, sandburg.edu/youth-programs, or give us a call at 345-3501, and we'll make sure that they get the forms and get registered.
That's fantastic. So what sorts of other things will the Corporate and Leisure College be offering this summer then? You mentioned that this is just one of a number of things that will be going on over the summer.
Sure. We're happy to also be offering what we call a Scrubs Academy. This is our second year hosting Scrubs, and it's for students that are 11 to 15 years old. It's from 9 a.m. to noon, July 17th through the 19th. And the cost on that one is $40. Each student that registers receives a T-shirt, and the registration deadline is July 3rd. Again, information is at our website, sandberg.edu/youth-programs. And we've teamed up on this event with the Cottage Hospital and OSF here in Galesburg to offer a three-day camp. The first day they go to the hospital, Galesburg Cottage Hospital, and have a tour and simulated activities. Then on July 18th, they go to OSF, again, a tour with demonstration and activities. And the final day, they come out here to the college for some activities. So we did this last year, and it was a big hit. The students loved it. They did a needle decompression on hog lungs, and that was the biggest hit of the entire camp last year. So I'm not sure if that will be part of it again this year, but I know there's going to be some great activities planned again.
Better them than me, I guess, it yeah. sounds like, for sure. I remember talking to somebody about the Scrubs Academy last year. I'm glad that really took off, because that's really still addressing what seems like a never-ending need, or at least getting kids aware of it, right?
Sure. There's a definite need for nurses in the area, and we have a CNA shortage. So the earlier we can get students introduced to the healthcare field, all the better.
Okay. Tell me about any other things you'll be having this summer.
Well, if coding or a Scrubs Academy is not up your alley, then we also have a manufacturing camp that starts July 29th and concludes August 1st. Again, this is the second year we've held this camp, and it's for ages 10 to 14. There's no cost on this one either, on a first-come, first-served basis, due to the generosity of several sponsors in the area, local manufacturers and businesses. We're able to have a no-registration fee on this camp as well, which is wonderful. And again, it just gives students an opportunity to explore the field of manufacturing, and hopefully it will be of interest to them, and then they'll come to college and study it further. However, I always say there's merit, too, in finding out what you don't like to do at an early age.
There you go. Absolutely. All right. I think we're about out of time. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Stacy?
I just, again, to visit our website, sandberg.edu/youth-programs, or give us a call at 345-3501, and we'll make sure that you have all the information you need to get a student registered in one of our camps.
Stacy Rucker, Director of the Corporate and Leisure College at Carl Sandburg College, thanks so much again for your time, and hope these camps are a success, and thanks for all you and Sandburg do for the community.
Oh, thank you so much for your time.
Kim Commando and sports are coming up next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.